It is November 1st, 2012, day one of the Virginia Film Festival. We're here in the Main Street Arena, where all the press and celebrities come in and check in and get their tickets and find out what they're doing today. And we are sitting here with three people involved with a film called House Hunting, which is screening tomorrow night, Saturday night, at 10 p.m. at the Paramount. And Eric, let's start with you. Can you just lean in and introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Eric Hurt. I'm the writer-director of House Hunting, screening Saturday. Saturday, right? Yeah.
I'm Pat Cassidy, and I'm one of the producers.
I'm Erica Arvold. I'm one of the producers and the casting director.
Well, Eric, let's start with you. Tell us about the genesis of this film and your Virginia connections.
My Virginia connections are, I was born and raised in Charlottesville, and went to Albemarle High School, and lived elsewhere for a little while, but came back, and it's been a great place to work and shoot, and great people here. And as far as the catalyst for the film, it was really from a short film that I wrote and directed that ended up on FearNet, which is a Sony Lionsgate company, and that it was a scary film, and horror is a good way, or scary film in general is a good way to sort of break in. But for the feature, I didn't want to just do something gore based or your typical horror, so tried to write something smart and interesting that actors would really want to play the characters, something that they can bite into, not that they're just running through the woods scared, you know.
So this is a smart horror film.
I like to think so. Yeah. We had a lot of interest from actors. Some initially didn't come in for the casting call, and then they ended up calling after they read the script and wanted to come audition.
And we said no. I'm sorry. You got to be in from the ground floor.
Well, Pat, tell us about your actors.
The actors that played. Well, Erica and Eric went to Los Angeles and cast the film, and that's one of the reasons we got so many great actors to Virginia. Not that there aren't great actors in Virginia, there are, but we brought some out of town talent in. Mark Singer is the star of the film, who was in
a
little known film called The Beastmaster.
Yes.
Mark's fantastic. Art LaFleur, who's a longtime character actor, who I knew from my childhood being in The Sandlot, playing Babe Ruth. So that was really cool, quoting that to him. And he had never heard that before, people quoting Sandlot lines to him. So we're good friends. And a young actress out of Dallas named Rebecca Kennedy, we cast from Tape. Erica can speak more to the actors as she cast them. But Haley Dumond came in and was one of the leads. She's fantastic.
She really blew it away.
Yeah, she knocked it out of the park. And then our star, the lead character in the film, was actually a 16-year-old girl played by a 16-year-old girl who's a local actress here from Charlottesville, Virginia, named Janie Joyce. And she's awesome. She will mess you up, acting-wise.
Erica, you want to talk about the casting process and how you found people?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, I've done this for several years, and when I send a script out to agents, I mean, first of all, we cast a lot of local actors to round out the cast. But when you're doing an independent film, you're hoping that people will eventually see it. And in order for people to eventually see it, you want to acquire distribution. And in order to acquire distribution, you really need some name of an actor, usually. So we went to Los Angeles hoping that would be the case. And once the screenplay went out to the agents and managers, we started getting a lot of attention, which was really exciting. And then we had actors knocking on our door wanting to either meet Eric or read for Eric. And, you know, we, like Eric said, they really came out of the woodwork. And so we feel like we got the best, you know, actors of talent and stature and name value that we really are pleased with. And it helped, you know, sell the movie, really.
Well, Pat, let's go back to you as producer. How did you find out about this film, and how did you get involved?
Well, I worked on Eric's short film Lullaby, which, as Eric said, we found distribution through Sony Lionsgate venture called FearNet. And then Eric and I we've been working together for about 5 years at the time, just kind of back and forth on different projects. And we're talking about making our first feature film, and Eric had this idea for House Hunting. I said, well, you know, write it, man, and he sent it to me, and I was like, let's make it. And that's pretty much where it was. You know, to be completely honest with you, you know, this is an independent film, so, and as independent filmmakers, we have to be resourceful with what we have. So Eric crafted his idea for a story in a way that we could produce it on an independent level. I don't think it came out really great.
And Eric, let's end with you. Talk about coming to the Virginia Film Festival.
Well, as far as the Virginia Film Festival goes, it's really, there's not enough good stuff we can say about it. They've been very, very supportive. It really was one of the top places and ideas to of a festival to premiere at, because it's such a Virginia-centric film, and not even just Virginia, but Charlottesville. So it's really nice that the festival's in Charlottesville. And you know, the nice thing with this is we ended up with distribution before the festival, before we went through any festival route. So we kind of had our pick, and we had the leeway to say, okay, we want to do it here, and this is how we want to do it. So we kind of, and of course Jody has been great and really worked with us and said, okay, yeah, we love that idea. So we've had a lot of flexibility and been able to work with Jody and the festival to really make it a great event.
Excellent. And where to from here?
For house hunting or just in general?
Well, let's talk about house hunting.
House hunting? Well, it has a domestic distributor, Phase 4. It does Kevin Smith's films, and it will release. It's a soft release right now on several VOD, and it may be off. They did a soft release for a few months over the summer, and the big release will be in December or the new year, and that will be all VOD and DVD. So it'll be in major retailers. And we're still batting around the idea. Everybody's pretty darn busy, but as far as doing other theatrical showings here and there, whether we take it on the road or whatever.
All right. And where can people go if they're not at the Virginia Film Festival, if they're listening to this later, where can they go to find out more information about House Hunting?
HouseHuntingMovie.com.
Excellent. Well,
easy enough.
I wish you a good screening tomorrow, and I hope you enjoy the whole festival.
Thank you.
And we'll see you again here.
Thank you much. Appreciate it.